soul to soul, and spirit to spirit. Blessings. It has been exactly 2 years since we first started making these talks. And many of you have been with me since the beginning. And I love you, and you know who you are. And I thank you for sticking by me. I'm not sure how long these talks will go on. I imagine as long as I'm being nudged to open my mouth. And when that stops, well then, these talks will stop. But for today, there is something that needs to be said. I'm feeling that perhaps it's time to tell you plainly of truth. Stop beating around the bush, as it were. Paul tells us, I die daily. And Christ tells us, ye must be born again. This should make it plain, something of us must die. And something must be born anew. This again is not an experience that took place many centuries ago, nor is it an experience that will take place someday. This is an internal experience that must take place in every single meditation that we have. There is a spiritual universe. It is real. It is permanent, eternal, immortal. Yet in our humanhood, that is, our day-to-day lives, we are not aware of this invisible spiritual realm. We are aware of only what we see, hear, taste, touch, smell, or think. These senses make up the sense mind. And the sense mind is the natural man. And the natural man cannot receive the things of God. Never, ever in your humanhood will you receive spirit. This is the meaning of new wine cannot be added to old wineskins. This make-believe life called a human life is, well, a very old wineskin. And Joel discovered this and told us that you cannot add God to your humanhood. Nevertheless, we make attempt after attempt to pull spirit into a material creation, and it will not work. If we are still showing lack or limitation, sickness or loneliness or depression, we are demonstrating perfectly that we cannot add God to our humanhood. It's a perfect demonstration of a truth. And so for those of you who have ears to hear, for those of you who are ready to die daily, in order to awaken to spiritual existence, then you need to listen to what follows. I die daily in order to be reborn of the Spirit. If so be that the conscious awareness of Spirit dwells in you, then you are the Son of God. By now, we must have reached the stage where we are ready to obey the Master telling us to be born again. How do you know if you're one of those who is ready? You know because you've reached the stage where you see the fruitlessness and hopelessness of trying to save this world. You've reached a place where you are tired of trying to patch up a dream. You have reached the stage where one thing you are absolutely sure of, the world in this sense mind is a dream. That means everything that you see with your physical eyes is not there. It was not made by God, and therefore it was not made. Everything your eyes can show you, everything your eyes can relay to the sense mind, none of it is eternal. Scientists have a name for it. They call it entropy. It means that everything is winding down. There is nothing in this world that is made of the substance, the eternal substance of God. And it is about time we awaken to this fact. It is a false sense of life. If it is a physical body, we all know that they wind down. They are struck by the calendar, the passage of time, until they become so decrepit that they cannot move, and then they deteriorate and dissolve into the ground. And you know that God did not make that picture. Yet that is the end of a human span. Therefore, the entire human span was not made by God and was not made. It is a dream life. If you look at your possessions, your television, your computer, your automobile, your house, every single one of them is winding down. Entropy. All of them will break. All of them will reach the stage of deterioration where they can no longer function, and they go to the scrap heap. Even if you look at a nation, well, I am certain many of you can see that this nation is winding down. All you have to do is turn on the television and do a little channel surfing to discover that, well, honestly, there has never been so much filth, is the only word I can come up with, displayed across the television screen. I have never, ever seen that much degradation and humiliation and putting others down and acting like you're all that because you're able to put others down. Even in the situational comedies, it's all about putting the other fellow down. Even the commercials. I have never seen in my life so much being fascinated with bodily gases. It's just deteriorating before our eyes. A nation that once upon a time attempted to practice spiritual principles has deteriorated to the point where it's every man for himself. And if you can be dishonest and get away with it, well, you're a hero. Everywhere in politics and government, we see deception and stealing and dishonesty, and basically the nation is a nation of self. Human selves and everyone grabbing for what they can get. You know and I know, let's be honest, it must come to an end. it will come to an end. It will self-destruct. So even nations. Well, if you are familiar with archaeology, you know there were great nations. What about the Roman Empire? There were great nations. The Egyptians ruled the world until they self-destructed. And so even a nation is a dream. It's a dream. Was not made by God, and therefore was not made. Even a planet. We know that a planet has a beginning and an end. The one we're on is claiming several problems now, from pollution to global warming. And so we know, we pretend it isn't happening, but we really do know that species are becoming extinct, and one day that species will be human. Why, even the day after tomorrow, we could have a meteor so large that it impacts the Earth, and it could destroy all life on it and become nothing but another cold moon. So planets come to an end. We must reach the stage where we are no longer trying to patch up a dream. In order to hear this message, we must reach the stage where we are no longer attempting to overthrow dictators. We are no longer trying to cure the ills of this world. Because even if you succeed in making it a good world, it's still going to come to an end. Even if you succeed in making your body healthy, it's still going to age, deteriorate, and one day pass from the scene. Even if you succeed in making $1 million, 2, 10, 110 million, it will someday come to an end. And it may come to an end quite rapidly. Many of the people in the 30s discovered that overnight they could lose such fortunes. Now, is that eternal? No. So that is not a life that God made. Even the appearance of a good life, a good human life, is not the life that God made. And so if you have reached the stage where you are done with that dream, you do not want to fix it, improve it, make it a good one, then at last you are ready to follow Paul's word, I die daily, to a human existence. You are ready to follow the Master's teaching and be born again to spirit. Last April, I went outside, tilled up some dirt and planted some seeds, many different types. And the fascinating thing to me is that a seed, if you hold it in your hand, well, it's pretty small. In fact, the lettuce seeds are so small that you almost can't see one. There's certainly nothing of God in a seed. You can take the seed apart and there will be nothing in it, but, well, most of the time they look hollow. There's nothing in it. Yet, when you put it in the ground and add a little water and sunshine, something magical happens. At least it looks magical. Within a few days, a little tiny green shoot comes up, and it gets larger and larger and larger, and before you know it, you have a whole row of plants. Some of them, well, some of the tomato plants are bigger than I am. And so it's fascinating to me to watch an invisible life appearing right out of the invisible to the visible. Something is acting on those seeds, and that something is invisible. There's an invisible life, and I see it with my own eyes. When I look behind the forms, I can sense this invisible life. Sometimes just standing out there amongst the plants, I can sense this invisible something. In our meditation, if we have been practicing the three little exercises that we were given in the file posted on the Mystical Principles list, which is Who Told You?, then we have been stopping several times in the day to realize that spirit is everywhere. Spiritual power, spiritual harmony, spiritual being is everywhere. And I rest in spirit, which is what I am. Spirit. And if we have followed this through several times a day, and if we have practiced meditation for any length of time, we are beginning to have the actual feeling of an invisible spirit. We are actually feeling and sensing it. Now it's time to go a step further. Now it's time to recognize, because only spirit is everywhere present, only spirit is what I am. This human sense of life, I must step out of or die to in every single meditation. Every meditation must include the knowledge that a human sense of existence was not made by God and was not made. Therefore, only infinite spirit is here, and I am that spirit. And resting in that, we must begin to have the conscious awareness that that infinite invisible spirit is what I am. This is the life that God made, and it is maintained and sustained by God's omnipotence. This is the life that is eternal, and you and I must feel that life. We must sense that life. In our meditation, we must step out of the sense mind life, the human sense of life, and into this invisible, infinite spirit, the life that I am, the life that God is, the life that is maintained eternally, immortally. You must have the conscious awareness of your invisible spiritual self. And it is infinite. This self is immaculately conceived. Your true identity is immaculately conceived. It is maintained forever by the Father. For the Father and this invisible self are one. And in your meditation, you must come out of the sense mind and into the consciousness that your invisible self and the Father are one. This is worshiping God in the Spirit. This is the conscious awareness that you are Spirit. And resting in the awareness of Spirit everywhere, of Spirit power, Spirit's harmony everywhere, this is how you dissolve the dream self. The more time you spend in the conscious awareness of Spirit as your identity, the more the seeming human is dissolved. This is how you die daily. This is why having several periods a day and night in which you dwell consciously in your spiritual identity, in spirit, this is how you are born again to the Spirit. This was, of course, told to our good friend Nicodemus, but he could not understand it. You, now, who are ready, who are done playing with this world out here, with this human sense of identity, are ready to hear it. John 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. This right here tells us, in your human identity, in the sense life, with your physical eyes, you will never, ever, ever see the kingdom of God. But if you are born again into your spiritual sense, into the spirit that you are, if you have the conscious experience of this infinite spirit, as I am right now, you can see the kingdom. Because that spirit includes spirit's discernment. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Nicodemus has a belief in a dream world. He's trying to pull spirit into this dream world. And so his mind is telling him, How can this be? He does not see the inner spiritual kingdom. Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. I tell you, my friends, I tell you plainly, now after 2 years, if you will not spend the necessary time in your inner spirit consciousness, in your inner awareness that the I of you is spirit, in the actual feeling of this, if you pass by and continue to live only in a sense existence, then you will die a human because of the law of entropy. If you would enter the kingdom that your Father has prepared for you, you must spend some time every day in this consciousness, conscious awareness of spirit everywhere, because that's what you are. And that is how you die daily. It's a conscious experience within. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. Christ Jesus is telling Nicodemus and all of us, in fact, the Christ of you is telling you right now, this human identity is flesh, and flesh is grass. It's burn up and gone. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And so this internal spirit, this internal awareness, consciousness of your spirit everywhere, the feel of that, is what is eternal, and will lead to the conscious feeling of your everywhere spirit 24/7. But by then you will no longer be in the world, and like our brother Jesus, you will be able to say, I have overcome the world, or the dream sense of existence. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. I love that. That is so beautiful. If you've ever spent time with standing outside on a windy day or a windy evening, you know what he's talking about. The wind just sort of shows up. You don't know where it comes from or where it goes, but you know that it shows up. And this is also an internal experience, because as you sit there, consciously laying down the senses and the sense mind and the sense existence into that silence, the Spirit rushes. You feel it. It's a conscious feeling. There's no thinking involved here. It's a feeling. Suddenly it's upon you. You do not know where it came from, only from the invisible. And you do not know where it goeth. Later you may see the Spirit revealing itself here and there and there. But in your meditation you only know that it is upon you. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. And if you are born of the Spirit, you hear my words, and you understand them. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Of course, Nicodemus only has a sense existence. He has no idea that Jesus is the door. Christ Jesus is the door to an infinite, invisible existence. Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. Now, if I tell you, those of you listening, that I have gone within and laid down a personal sense of existence and stood there in the silence and became aware of an infinite, invisible, incorporeal, spiritual self, never born, never dying, eternal and immortal in the bosom of the Father, one with the Father, then I would be testifying what I have seen. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And now he's giving Nicodemus a clue. And Nicodemus, being personal sense anywhere, he's giving personal sense a clue how to die daily. And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And so he is telling you and me no human being can enter the kingdom of heaven. None. But that which ascends up into heaven is the same one that came down. And so your spiritual sense of identity, your spiritual sense of existence, as you awaken to it, as you realize Spirit is what I am, you are ascending up into that place you were before you ever started dreaming of a personal sense. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, Now he is telling you what I am telling you in modern language. You must die daily to a personal sense mind. You must die daily to believing anything your eyes, ears, nose, mouth, or fingers can come in contact with is in any way real. You must give up attempting to do anything with it. Turn ye and live. Turn within and get a sense of your everywhere spirit. That whosoever believeth in this everywhere spirit, in him, should not perish, but have eternal life. Once you have stepped into this identity and felt it, you will feel it again. You will sense it sometimes when you're not even meditating. More and more and more it will dominate. Like the Wicked Witch of the West, personal sense existence will melt. And your spiritual sense of existence will be born. And when it takes over completely, when you know that spirit is what I am, continuously, you will be living in that eternal self, right here. There's no place to go to do this. This will be an internal shift in your consciousness, and you will be living in your eternal life. You will find the eternal life. This is the eternal life promised. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Yes. God so loved that which he had really made, he gave his own invisible spiritual self. That whosoever believeth in this should not perish, but have everlasting life. So, we just read a little bit of John 3, and we can see that John had the conscious awareness of this. John was beginning to live in this, wasn't he? And we see in chapter 1 that he is living in it, because he tells us, as many as receive this, to them gives God power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on this. Because they are born not of the blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now we can see that John was the most advanced disciple, because he caught what Christ was giving, which is you must step into this invisible spiritual identity. Consciously, you must feel it, know it, bathe in it, swim in it. You must live in it, and it must live in you. You must reach the place where you no longer have a life. I live, yet not I. Christ liveth in me. I live, yet not I. Invisible spirit lives itself, which is the I that I am. That must be a living, conscious experience. And so we see that when Paul says flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven, if we would find that kingdom, which is at hand, we must step into a new identity. And this is a conscious daily experience in which you die daily and are reborn to the conscious awareness of your spirit identity everywhere. And now we can also see that Joel was also consciously doing this, because he says in the Altitude of Prayer, this is immortality. God expresses itself as individual life from everlasting to everlasting. It never incarnates. It can never reincarnate. From the standpoint of God as life, there could be no reincarnation because there is no incarnation. There is just a state of divine being. You see that? He has discovered there is no sense, personal sense, life. That which the eyes and ears and mouth and nose and fingers tell us, well, there is no God life in it. It is dead. It's a dream. There's no life in a dream. And so when he says elsewhere in the Wisdoms of the Infinite Way, I have told you the real secret of life. God is not with mortals. Take it from there. He is telling you, you must step out of mortality. And you must do it right here. In our human sense, we have incarnated. That's in the human sense. That's in the dream. And we will reincarnate. It appears that we are a life within a life. It is as if there were two of us, the one who sits here writing or talking, and the one which is real, which is the intelligence, the life, and the being of my individual self. However, I, in my true identity, have never been born. He is speaking now, standing in the invisible spiritual identity that he is, that I am, and that you are. He is speaking from there when he says, I, in my true identity, have never been born. I will never die, and I cannot be reborn. That part of me which is visible as Joel was born into the belief of two powers, or the sense mind picture, the sense mind false creation. That part of me which is visible as Joel was born into the belief of two powers will pass out of it and will reincarnate unless, during this lifetime, I come into the realization of my true identity. Then I will not have to reincarnate. You see that? You see clearly what he's saying? You have the opportunity to do as Buddha did and step out of that cycle of birth and death, if you take the time daily to die daily and step into the real sense of existence, spirit everywhere. If you will do this, if you will die daily and be reborn into spirit, into the conscious awareness of infinite invisible spirit, into spiritual identity, you will set yourself free. This is the truth that will make you free from birth and death. You will have stepped out of a parenthesis even while standing right here. And you will be free forever, because, as our brother Yeshua has told us, we will be standing in our own eternal existence. No more passing in and out. That make-believe life of Joel will keep on making believe over and over again until there is a dying daily, leading to the final death of personal sense. And there it is, summed up in a lot less words than I used today. But perhaps now we see it clearly. Do you want to continue making believe over and over for hundreds or thousands of lifetimes? Into this one you're born and you have the perfect relationship, the perfect marriage, and he's killed or she's killed and you grieve and the rest of the life is spent in pain. Into this one you're born and you have riches and you travel the world and buy this and that and have several meaningless relationships because they're only there for your money, and at the end you die feeling empty and alone with all the riches that you have. Into this one you're born and you're crippled and life is a struggle and you're in pain the entire... Do you want this? Into this one you're born and you are a ruler, a great king, and you have armies marching under you, but you always have to watch your back because someone's always there looking for power, and sure enough, halfway through you're murdered so that somebody can take your place. Do you want to do this over and over again? Or are you ready to step out of mortality, the mortal dream, which is a myth? And into every day now, I'm talking about dying daily, every day, step out of this and into the conscious awareness of spirit, your being everywhere. Are you ready? Well, then if you are, join me and Paul into dying and Joel into dying daily. A little more here from Joel. He says, someday, each one of you will have to realize what I am saying to you. I am I. I am that I am, which is the invisible spirit everywhere. I always have been, and I always will be. Should the time come when instead of just sloughing off a little of this form each day, the whole thing drops away, I will still be I, and in that awareness there will be no need for me to reincarnate, because I will have already died to the belief that this form is me. You see, that's a conscious awareness that you must attain here and now. All right. One last bit here to drive it home. Dying physically does not ensure immortality. Immortality is an activity of truth in your consciousness. You see, it's conscious awareness. And can just as well be experienced while you are on earth as in any future lifetime. But in order to experience immortality, you must understand the nature of your own invisible being. Unless you know what you are, you cannot experience immortality. Immortality is an experience which you may have here and now, if within yourself you can realize or feel that invisible, infinite I. All right, so, those of you who have been practicing these principles and who have been listening for 2 years, and before that perhaps for many years to others, if you are ready now to set aside this entire material dream creation dream world. If you are ready to set aside and die daily to any sense of a material existence or material world or material government or material bodies or material supply that needs to be fixed or patched up or fought against or marched against or written against or voted against, if you can die to any sense mind pictures of a creation, then you must also be willing to spend some time every day in the conscious awareness of your spiritual identity. And this you do by laying aside the senses which form this sense mind, and sitting still in the silence of your inner being, and listening, being receptive, being still, so that you might receive the Spirit of God. And in the conscious awareness of the Spirit, know that it is your true identity everywhere. It is the only identity that God made. It is eternal. It is immortal. It is filled with love and peace and joy and harmony and power from on high. It will restore the lost years of the locusts. It will restore harmony, peace, blessings. Living in it, and it living in you, you will come to see that you have always been your Father's child. You will come to see that this invisible kingdom is the kingdom in which you dwell and have always dwelt. And this will be a conscious awareness kingdom. You will have the conscious awareness of this invisible kingdom while you drive down the highway, or while you appear to drive down the highway. You will have the conscious awareness of this kingdom, this invisible spirit everywhere, while you appear to be watching television, or eating a meal, or sleeping in a bed. You will have the conscious awareness of this invisible spiritual identity, this invisible kingdom prepared for you before there was ever any appearance world. You will have the conscious awareness of dwelling consciously in it more and more and more until it becomes a permanent dispensation. And then you will dwell there forever. You will no longer dwell in a false sense, a false identity, or a false world. Oh, others may look and see someone walking around, but you will know you are that invisible self, and so are they. Yes, God gave its only begotten. God gave itself everywhere. And that is the self that you are. Yes, spirit alone is everywhere. Spiritual power, spiritual harmony is everywhere. And now rest in that everywhere spirit, knowing that infinite spirit is what I am. no longer come into meditation dragging your personal identity with you. No more sit down as a person to meditate and contact some far-off God. No, lay down that personal sense of life and come into meditation to receive the awareness that spirit is what I am everywhere, and rest in the truth of being. This then will reveal itself. As you have died, so shall you be reborn. As Paul puts it, as you have borne the image of the earthly, so shall you bear the image of the heavenly. This experience will bring you to that inner stillness in which you are given a stone, and on the stone will be written a new name, a new identity, which no one will know except you that receive it. Thus saith the Spirit unto the churches, or the individual manifestation of infinite being. Believest thou this?